What do you see in Larry this year compared to maybe, last year?
He's coming along as far as just getting healthy again. As far as football is concerned, it's his commitment to focusing on the techniques in blocking that's really improved. What we need to get him to do is really get back to where he was running routes. He's not quite there yet, but he's working towards it, and he's done a nice job with the workload we've given him.
Because of the Achilles.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, do you have a handle on what he is? What he is and what he can be?
I think he can be a pretty special player, but there's a lot of improvement that's going to have to take place in order for him to be that special player. The good thing is he's working towards it, and I think he's starting to understand that he could be a pretty special guy as well.
Now, when you say special, in what way? Just as a guy, a big-time pass catcher, a great, overall player.
A big-time pass catcher, number one. I think we all saw the ability there last year, but also be not only serviceable in the run game, but could be a very good run blocker and what we're asking him to do.
After the Washington game, I mean, did his injuries slow him down?
I think so. I think the wear and tear of the full season was the first time he's ever had to go through something like that. Even in college, he was a quarterback to start off and then became a tight end, and college seasons are much shorter than the professional NFL year. So through the course of the year and the wear and tear and the banging day in, day out that he took did slow him down through the course of the season.
What is your main Cunningham kind of showing you?
He shows that he can be an explosive pass catcher and route running receiver from the tight end position. What's been not necessarily surprising, but exciting is watching him run block and watch how intense he is about it and how he likes to finish blocks, how he likes to move defenders off the ball.
What Larry had some great highlights, but he had some low lights, dropping the ball, losing it. I mean, just, I guess kind of controlling his body. Is that
that's a big, big part of it. I always reference back to the fact that he hadn't played much football and hadn't played the position very long. So the more he does it, the better he's going to be. And it's been a huge emphasis on our part is having him carry the football the proper way, knowing how to protect himself when he has the football in his hands and he's carrying and running with it. And then there's little things. Like every time he was on the sideline or came out of practice, he's getting a ball tossed to him and he's holding it with the tip high. Every now and then as I'm telling them, the rest of the guys the plays, I'm trying to knock it out. Just little things to have him remember that is the most important thing, and to hold it properly is the most important thing. That's the way you protect it the best, by focusing on it and focusing on doing it right.
You're also very unusual. You got head over heels.
Often, where he would almost straighten his legs and bend at the waist, and that's something else that we've talked about. He's got two options. He can lower his shoulder and run over the man, and that means you're bending your legs, you're bending your knees, or you can jump over him. That's one of the two, but no matter what you do, you have to protect the football. The tip of the football can never be here. It's not protected, it's not secure, it's not strong. It has to be high.
How big a surprise was Daniel Fells last year? I mean, because he seemed to be like an extra guy, and he kind of made a lot of big receptions.
He did. He made a lot of good plays. I wouldn't say it was a surprise because you know what you're getting with Daniel. You know he's going to be a consistent player, a consistent person, and a great leader in that room, being a veteran and having those young guys to help them come along. Daniel makes the plays that are there to be made, and then he impresses you every now and then by making one that you don't necessarily think he can make.
Kevin, do you expect to have some pretty good matchups with your tight ends because of all the weapons that you guys have, and the receiving core, running backs, things like that with Shane Green? Do you expect that Donnell could have even better coverage, more favorable matchups, I guess?
Rather than having a dime playing them, they have to worry about Shane. We'll see how it plays out. You never really know how you're going to get attacked by the defense. You prepare for all the different scenarios, and you prepare based on what you see on film from the defense. But that certainly could be a scenario where, because of all the weapons on the outside, with Shane Vereen out of the backfield, with Rashad Jennings, that potentially you could, get a good matchup at the tight end position. But that's something that as coaches we study very, very hard to prepare for. But then through the course of the game, they can always switch up the matchups, based on who they're being hurt by.
It seemed like this time last year, Larry kind of moved to the front of the pack because of the work he had done in the offseason. Is that fair?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, last training camp, we were working hard to figure out who was going to be the best player and what they could do. And we've talked about that with you and I in this group. Each guy has a certain skill set, and we're going to try to find the things that they can do and put them in the football game to execute those things. And if you can do something that's going to bring something and value to our team, you're going to get in the game to do it.
But in terms of him specifically, he would seem like a good off-season guy for you, a guy that took coaching well and advanced quickly as a result of that. So he misses May and June. What does that do for his development?
Well, where it hurt his development was physically, not mentally. He did a great job of being very locked in the meetings and on the practice field when he was with us and he wasn't rehabbing. He did a tremendous job of making sure that he was locked into the play and getting the mental reps.
If he gets back to where he was, though, is he, you know, the guy who's going to take the majority of the snaps, kind of like what he did last year when we talked about Larry?
Well, I mean, you'd love to have even more guys. The more guys, the better, because then the wear and tear through the course of the season isn't as heavy. That's not as heavy of a workload for each guy. So the more you can have, the better off you're going to be.
Okay. Has Jerome done enough to kind of play himself into the role yet?
Well, I think right now the evaluation process is going on with everybody. I think he's done some very good things, and then he's done some things where he can improve. He certainly warrants a shot as far as getting playing time in the preseason, and then you see where it goes from there.
You mentioned the advancements Larry's making as a blocker. I mean, what specifically do you see in terms of what he's doing now?
As far as the technique's concerned, not dropping his inside knee when he's working with the offensive tackle, trying to keep his elbows tight. Those are all very important things, and really it comes from having confidence. When your hands go outside, it's because you think the guy's going to go around you. If you trust yourself to get your elbows tight and punch your hands inside, that means you're trusting what you see. You're trusting what you see, and that's a very important thing. It's an area he still needs to improve on, but he's getting there. You know, he's getting there. He's working with it. He's making his mistakes and learning from them rather than just reverting back to what he was doing before.
There was a play where he was split out wide. It turned out to be a run play. He was blocking on the safety. In terms of downfield blocking in the run game, is that something that
It's something that we'll ask him to do, certainly. It'll be a part of our package. That's one thing that you always work on, but that's not the major focus. The major focus is the inline blocking that we need him to improve on. And he is, and again, he's getting there. He's just not there yet. Good?
I actually had a question, but that one of your players was about Mike, Mike Sullivan.
Okay.
You know, have him back. You worked with him in his first stint. How excited is he to be back, and how excited are you to have him back?
I think he's very excited to be back. You'd have to ask him as far as any specifics.
Somebody is now.
but I can comment on how it is to have him back. I think the camaraderie and the synergy that you have as an offensive staff is incredibly important. And then having him back is a big part of that, and getting him back in the fold. And he really got back into the fold pretty quickly and got to know the guys that he hadn't known before, and reestablished relationships, working relationships with the guys that he had known before, and it's been a nice addition. Good?
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep, thanks, Rob.